Hi folks, my name is Glenn Condren. I am a program manager on the .NET Framework team, where I mostly work on .NET on the server, so ASP.NET and various things that you might hear about when running server applications with .NET. Today, we're going to talk about how to get started with .NET Framework and Docker. Now, I explicitly mean .NET Framework, so today we're going to talk about .NET Framework 4.6.2 and 3.5. We're going to talk about web forms, but anything is applicable to MVC or Web API or any of the .NET Framework, ASP.NET stuff you know and love today. It is not about ASP.NET Core or .NET Core. If you want to hear about that stuff, then there is another video, you can go find it, and you should be good there. Okay, so let's get into our agenda. Today we're going to take an ASP.NET Web Forms app that I have. I'm going to show you how to add Docker support to it through Visual Studio. We're going to run it. We're going to debug inside of it. We're going to talk about the images that are available, how they work, and what's kind of happening along the way as we get into this. It should be fairly easy to follow without too much Docker knowledge. Hopefully, you'll be able to follow along even if you don't know much about Docker at all. And I'll try and call out, places where you're going to gain advantages from Docker over what you would do today. So let's get straight into a demo, shall we? Here we are in Visual Studio, and I have my Web Forms application, the incredibly uniquely named project. And I'm just going to, this is basically what you would get when you do file new, just to show that you've got a web forms app. But my intent here was to show that you can do this to an existing application instead of like doing file new in front of you. We're going to play it here with our play button. It's going to open up, and this does what you expect. It opens up IIS Express, as you can see down here. If you have IIS Express running, it is running on localhost with some port, going to default, and as I click around, I can click around in my application. Seems great. Now, what I'm going to do, because this is about Docker, is we're going to right-click in here on my project. I'm going to say add, and then add Docker project support. So you can see Docker project support. And what that does is add a few files to my project, a docker-ignore file, a Docker file, and a Docker compose file. But more importantly, it adds this blue play button up here. So if I click that and I do play now, for now in this build of RC, there's this blue play bar. Eventually this will all get merged underneath the green, the normal debug gesture that you expect. So depending on which build of Visual Studio you get, it's possible that it'll just be behind the green one and not behind the blue that you see here, but that's expected. Now, I have the same thing. I have about, I have connect, I have home, but I'm not going to localhost. I have this kind of IP address up here. And if you look down here in the bottom corner, I don't have IIS Express anymore. Instead, I've still got this little whale that was there before, which is Docker for Windows running. And what is actually happening is I am running my application inside a container on Windows and then browsing to it. And I can even come into my About page, into my about.asp.cs, and then click a breakpoint, and then go back, click About, and I can hit my breakpoint. So now, inside a container on Windows, with my .NET 4.6.2 web forms application, I can put a breakpoint inside my load event. I can run it inside the container, and I can hit the breakpoint, and I can debug, and I can find out what's going on. It's pretty cool. And where that IP address comes from is if we look back in our Visual Studio output window, if we change to Docker, we can see in here the commands that Visual Studio is running in order to build and run my Docker container. And you can see here where it's saying, asking Docker, what is the IP address of this container that I just created for you here? And that is the IP address that is coming up here. If we were to go and open up a command prompt and we were to say Docker PS in here to show the same thing, what the running containers, you can see we have this Docker container that's created called 8.3. And if we were to say Docker exec into this container, ipconfig, it would tell us the IP address. And this is not the IP address of my laptop that I'm running on. It's the container has its own IP address, and that's what we're browsing to. So it's a little bit different, and that's why I contrasted it, just so you knew a little bit about what was going on there. And let's go and see what's in our Docker file and what's actually happening here. So this Docker file is probably the most important file that you see in here for now, the Docker Compose file as well. What we're doing here is saying from Microsoft/ASP.NET. This is a base image that we've provided that has .NET and it has IIS and has everything configured ready to run your application. And what we're saying is there's a folder called inetpub and /www/root. It's basically /inetpub/www/root. And we're copying the published output of this application into that folder. And that's it. And the base image is all IIS is already all configured to run the .NET web application that's in that folder. If you want to customize IIS and do something different, change the PAR folder that you're going to copy into, configure any IIS specific settings that your application needs, you can do that in this Docker file by running the PowerShell commandlets that are available to administer IIS. And then because of the way Docker works, when you deploy your image, the IIS is always going to be configured correctly. In here, you could also do things like add Windows features that your application needs or add anything in your environment that your app needs to run, and it'll always be available when running. Okay, now that we've had a look, finished our demo and had a look at that, let's look at the images we have available to use. Today in our demos, we looked at the Microsoft/ASP.NET image, which was .NET 4.6.2. You can also use ASP.NET 3.5 if you have an .NET 3.5 application that you want to run. And if you want to use a common kind of just IIS and then do your own custom thing, then you could also use Microsoft/IIS. And if you wanted to go from the very core and then build up everything yourself, you could use Microsoft Windows Server Core just by changing that from at the beginning of our Docker file. However, at the top level, those first top two with ASP.NET, we think they're the things that you most likely need all the time. And so you should be able to just use those. But this is the layering that exists if you feel like you want to use them. Thank you for watching me and learning a little bit about .NET and Docker. Hopefully this was beneficial. And check out the other video about .NET Core on Docker if you want to learn more about that.